This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The African Union on Tuesday said it was suspending coup hit Niger, but responded cautiously to a threatened military operation to restore its ousted president. As Nigerian TV said, 12 troops died in a new attack by suspected militants. National Guards carrying out an anti-militant operation in the southwestern were ambushed on Sunday night, according to the channel, adding that the troops inflicted heavy losses on the enemy. At least 18 burned bodies were found in a Greek village where wildfires had been raging for days on Tuesday, while dozens of nearby hospital patients were evacuated onto a ferry to escape flames, according to the fire brigade. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones has more.
The ferry turned into a makeshift hospital. Elderly patients lay on mattresses strewn across the cafeteria floor. Paramedics attended to others on stretchers, and a woman held a man resting on a sofa, an IV drip attached to his hand. Several communities in the broader Evros region, near the border with Turkey, have been evacuated, as authorities warned the risk of new fires remained high in the coming days. Summer wildfires in Greece are common, but have been made worse in recent years by unusually hot, dry and windy conditions that scientists have linked to climate change.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Pakistani rescuers pulled seven children and one man to safety after their cable car became stranded high over a remote ravine on Tuesday, ending an ordeal lasting more than 15 hours. The high-risk operation in the north of Pakistan was completed at night after the cable car snagged early in the morning, leaving it hanging at an angle all day. This is VOA News. Ukraine's media claims Ukrainian saboteurs carried out a pair of recent drone attacks on air bases deep inside Russia. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The reports say attacks on Russian airfields in the Novgorod and Kaluga regions on Saturday and on Monday destroyed two Russian bombers and damaged two other aircraft. Officials say the attacks were carried out in close coordination with Ukrainian military intelligence. Ukraine has, since early this year, sought to take the war into the heart of Russia. It has increasingly targeted Moscow's military assets behind the front lines and at the same time has launched drone attacks against Moscow. Just last night, Russia's defense ministry says it thwarted four Ukrainian drone attacks in the western Bryansk region. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
And British military intelligence said on Tuesday the weekend drone attack on an airfield deep inside Russia, which Moscow blamed on Ukraine, is highly likely to have destroyed one of 60 nuclear-capable supersonic long-range bombers. Kyiv on Monday claimed to have attacked another Russian military airfield, says Russia has used the bomber to hit targets across Ukraine with conventional munitions. The destruction of the plane, which can be fitted with conventional or nuclear warheads, underscores the vulnerability to drone attack of Russia's fleet of aging but lethal long-range bombers that are a major part of Moscow's war effort. Chinese President Xi Jinping was greeted in Pretoria by South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on Tuesday with a 21-gun salute, as the two countries marked 25 years of diplomatic relations. Kate Bartlett has more from Johannesburg.
Ramaphosa confirmed South Africa's commitment to the One China policy and noted that Pretoria and Beijing shared a similar position in supporting the peaceful resolution of the conflict in Ukraine. For his part, Xi noted the two nations share a strong bond as comrades and brothers. The BRICS Summit of Emerging Economies, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, all the BRICS country leaders are in attendance, save for Russian President Vladimir Putin, who will be taking part remotely. Expansion of the bloc is expected to dominate the agenda of the summit, which ends Thursday. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Maui authorities say anywhere between 500 and 1,000 people remain unaccounted for 2 weeks after the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century destroyed part of Hawaii. It's a staggering number that presents huge challenges for officials who are trying to determine how many of those people perished and how many may have made it to safety but have not checked in. As of Tuesday, there were 115 confirmed deaths. Maui officials are not making their missing list public. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.